You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. It's tax day, Tony. Have you filed?
I'm Tony Kornheiser, you bet. Everything you see right here, deducted. I deducted my entire attic. You see those butterflies? A buck a butterfly. I've been here for a long time. A lot of deductions, Mike.
You know, this is not the 1970s. There's new tax laws. Have you been paying attention?
I'm deducting everything in here. If, you know, I deducted it on April 15th. I didn't wait till May 15th. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, the Clippers take it easy. Albert Pujols joins the Dodgers, and Michael Wilbon enters the Basketball Hall of Fame.
Thank you.
But we begin today with the Lakers. They won 5 in a row to close the season. LeBron James came back, tweaked his ankle again yesterday, but insists he's all right. The Lakers finished 7th. They will host Golden State Wednesday night in a play-in game. Wilbon, how should the Lakers feel heading into the playoffs?
They should feel cautiously optimistic. How about that? You know they're going to be optimistic. They got LeBron James and Anthony Davis. You're going to be optimistic if those guys are out there on the floor and everything points to them being out there on the floor. And cautiously, Tony, because Steph Curry can shoot you out. And this new Steph Curry, I love the new Steph Curry, who goes to the basket. I mean, he's a threat to go to the basket every possession and then find people whose names folks don't know who are used to watching the Golden State Warriors, say a last name of Poole, because he can score 30-plus on you, too. And Steph Curry can also be a traditional point guard. He can go to the rack and find people in space, and they can shoot you out. So the Golden State Warriors, Tony, who are playing the best now, they have played since they were in the finals a couple of years ago. They're a threat. They're a threat even to LeBron and Anthony Davis. I think Lakers' size and strength, just playing power ball, will rule the day. I believe that. I believe the Lakers will somehow get in, whether it's by beating Golden State or by winning in that second play-in situation, but cautiously optimistic.
So this is the point that needs to be made. Even if the Lakers lose this game, they are not out of the playoffs. They have another chance to get back in as the 8th seed instead of the 7th seed. You talk about Steph Curry. Steph Curry can go for 50 on anybody, but, and there's always a but, in the 3 games against the Lakers this year, he had a total of just 69 points. By his average, he should have had 96 points. In the 3 games against the Lakers from 3, he was 9 of 26, which is well below his normal shooting. Apparently, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope knows how to D him up and has been doing it for a long time, so Steph Curry may not be the threat against the Lakers that he normally would be against anybody else. I, too, believe that the Lakers are a better team if Anthony Davis and LeBron James are healthy and they play well. They play 90% of what they can play. So I think that they should win that. Not only do I think they should win it, Mike, I think they should win against Phoenix in the second round, because Phoenix has no playoff experience whatsoever other than Chris Paul, whose playoff experience hasn't been all that great lately.
Well, Tony, so that's one thing about, let me mention this one thing about Steph Curry and Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. The Steph Curry that the Lakers guarded in those 2 games where he was so far under his average, that ain't the Steph Curry that's playing now. Because Steph Curry,
right,
Tony,
now, you're right,
went 1-for-11 the other night shooting threes, and they still won the game because Steph has a plan B that is still breathtaking. He has discovered or rediscovered his ability
Let me ask you a question. The 2 biggest stars in the basketball universe right now are LeBron James and Steph Curry. Nobody would argue with that. Why is this game on at 10 o'clock at night? Why is it starting at 10 o'clock at night? You move this game to 8 o'clock at night so the East Coast can watch all of it, because you're going to get the highest number of any playoff game until the finals,
well,
Mike.
I believe in being fair to the players, not to the people along I-95. Let them play at 7 o'clock. They're playing at 7 o'clock Their time, Mike, not your time, their time.
There's 150 million people along I-95.
Most of us will be in the
Television
West.
Is a ratings business. It's a ratings business.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to see Memphis and San Antonio.
Well,
this game on when people can see it.
Where are the second and fourth largest markets in America? Tell me what cities those are and where they're located.
I'm going to guess Los Angeles is one of them, but that doesn't mean anything.
What do you mean? It doesn't mean anything. Mike, what are you talking about?
No. You go for the highest rating possible. Highest rating possible. Because this game has everything you want.
It does.
Everything.
I'll see it at 7 o'clock. I don't know what time you'll see it, eyelids closed. I'll see it at 7.
I'll see it the next morning. That's what I'll see.
I figured as much. The Clippers, they play out West too, appear to want no part of the Lakers. Kawhi Leonard and Paul George sat out losses to the bottom-feeding Rockets and Thunder to drop the Clippers into the fourth seed where they'll meet the Mavericks in the first round. Tone, does moving down and avoiding a possible early series with the Lakers make the Clippers stronger or weaker in your view?
This is strategic planning.
Strategery.
The Clippers have figured out that they don't want the Lakers in the second round. They'd rather have Utah, the number one seed in the second round, than the Lakers. We'll see if this works out. I would love to call them weak. I think Paul George is weak. I think if they lose to Denver, they will be weak because, you know what? They have a 3-0 record against
Dallas,
Portland, and they're passing on Portland.
Yeah.
And then 1-2 record against Dallas. You know, they're taking on the harder team. Again, this is their strategy. In baseball, when you line up your starters to pitch in a certain order in a certain series, we call that strategic and we are interested in it. So I am interested in this.
Me too,
because it is clearly strategic tanking on the part of the Clippers.
It looks like it, except how did it work for the Clippers last year? How'd that work out? When they got their butts dumped earlier than meeting the Lakers. So it didn't work. And this is the and Tone, I get you. So basketball is about matchups. It really is. And yes, in baseball, those matchups mostly or initially involved pitching. In basketball, pitching. Straight matchups. You know by the time you get to February 1st who you struggle with. That's why teams make deadline deals. That's why they, you know, shuffle their lineups a bit, if you will. And so it looks like it's strategic. I just don't know that it'll work, Tony. I don't know that there's that much separating 1 through 8 in the entire Western Conference. Because you can say, you know what? We got size. This favors us against Phoenix, and it may. It favors us against the Warriors, and it may. But those teams, Tony, all of them, have enough skill, varied skill. And I think in all those cases, depth, where you can just miscalculate. And I look at the Clippers, and I'm like, you know what? I've wondered about them all year. I'm going to wonder about them now going into these playoffs as well.
Yeah, well, I mean, I would say this. If I'm Dallas, I can't wait to get a piece of the Clippers.
Yes.
If I'm Dallas,
yes.
I am so primed for this. Because if I'm Dallas, I have just been told path.
Yes.
You're the easiest path. So we will see if this works out for the Clippers, a team that it hasn't worked out for.
Ever.
Wilbon, you were inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame over the weekend.
Did that happen?
You are our headline around here, but for many others, it was the inductions of Tim Duncan, Kevin Garnett, and Kobe Bryant. Kobe's widow, Vanessa, spoke at length about Kobe as Michael Jordan stood by her side. You were there. What were your impressions of that and your entire weekend?
Tony, it's a staggering weekend for anybody involved. I can, yes, speak for anybody else who's involved in that. But the headline of that weekend and the headline of that night, specifically Saturday night, which is the main event, was watching Vanessa Bryant, Kobe's widow, speak at length publicly and take us through all the emotions that people have been through over the last year and a half. I mean, she spoke to what he wanted. And I guess those of us who had been fortunate enough to listen to Kobe, and I've been one of those people over the years, and particularly in recent years, knew. And she knew better than all of us that Kobe wanted to be in the Hall of Fame. He wanted this. He wanted to make that speech. He wanted to be in that room. And she said so. And it was tough. You could look around and see some of the most famous people on earth dabbing at their eyes or sobbing or sniffling or whatever you wanted to observe from them, because a great many of the people in that room had relationships with Kobe Bryant. And so that was it for me. primarily, and then Tim Duncan, who said, this is as nervous as I've ever been. No, not game seven, not game five, not playing Kobe, not playing Steve Nash and Amari Stoudemire. No, this. And it was so honest. It was so real. He didn't give a speech. He just talked. And it was wonderful. And I had talked to Tim Duncan before going there in a rehearsal. And I was nervous. And he said he was nervous. I'm like, you're Tim Duncan. Why are you nervous? Because this is that kind of night. And so for me, Tony, it included that. It included talking to old people that I love and that you love. People like Alex English and Spencer Haywood and Bill Walton saying, why is Tony in an attic? Free Tony from the attic. Mike, what are you doing? You know, David Thompson, born on the same day as you. Julius Erving, who you love. Charlie Scott, one of the most historic figures in basketball, who I talked to every chance I got over the weekend, the great Charlie Scott. So it's all of that and more for me.
So basketball, even at our age, is a knowable sport. The NBA started 80 years ago, maybe less than 80 years ago, so you can know the entire history. You and I have seen much of the entire history. I'm interested in those names, you know, that you just said, Charlie Scott, who I think is extraordinarily important in the history of college basketball and race relations in this country, and Bill Russell, who I know was there.
Yes.
Who's, for my money, the most important person ever in basketball. You were with these people. What was it? How did that feel to have those chats and to have your son with you? How wonderful is that?
It was great, Tony. And, you know, I've been fortunate in that our jobs called for us to have those chats with those people, a lot of them, and a lot of them over a long period of time. But it's unbelievable for me, and I will speak to my own experience for a second, to after that speech that they showed a little bit of, to look out there and see people standing and applauding me, including Julius Erving and Magic Johnson and Charles Barkley and Bill Russell. And it just feels surreal. And I just was like, oh, my God, I don't believe this. And, there are other moments. You meet people that you don't know as well. And one that I needed to apologize to because I had a boneheaded moment or two on this show, Kim Mulkey, you know, who's going now from Baylor, who's won multiple championships, to LSU, back to her home state. And she's on such a high road, and she's so charismatic, and I felt like such a fool that I needed to apologize and will further. But to see all of them and meet them, meet the ones I didn't know, to see the ones I did know, to see Isaiah Thomas and Doc Rivers, guys I've known since we were all kids in our teens in Chicago, and Isaiah's wearing the blazer. He's wearing the Hall of Fame blazer. It's just, you know, I walked out of there, saw Rudy Tomjanovich on the plane yesterday, and there are people
so
you liked or admired or covered
Wonderful.
Or whatever. And it was all good, as we used to say a long time ago.
That's great to hear. That's great to hear. And kids, if you ask Michael Wilbon for his autograph, he will now write Michael Wilbon, H-O-F.
No, I won't. I won't.
Let's take a break. Coming up, Albert Pujols joins the Dodgers, but will he be happy with his role?
And did Manny Machado do something dirty on the base pass yesterday? You know who Matthew's favorite person meeting was?
Who?
Michael Tyson.
Really?
Yes.
Is he in the Hall of Fame because he threatened to unleash a tiger if they didn't let him in?
No, he was great. Mike Tyson was meeting everybody and just people were coming up saying, there's Mike Tyson. Psst, psst.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/PTI. That's amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah. It's mail time where you force us to deal with your issues. What's first here?
Mail time!
Have issues?
Do you think Albert Pujols will be happy with his role on the Dodgers?
No, I mean, his role as a player, because he's not going to play every day. I just can't see that happening, Tony. There's not enough DHing to do if you're with the Dodgers to sort of get, you know, ABs. So I don't know. Maybe he'll just be happy being on the Dodgers. Man, you know, he's still in Southern California. It's not a big move. He knows the end is coming, and he just wants to sort of do this for a while. But I can't see him being happy with the actual role of pitch hitting, which he's almost never done, and DHing, which he won't get to do.
Yeah, I think it's a face-saving move. I think he feels the Angels treated him shabbily. So what's the smartest thing to do? Go to the closest franchise, the Dodgers, a history of being a world-class organization. Get a couple of pinch hits, maybe have a key hit here and there, and show the Angels that there's still something left, and retain your dignity if you're Albert Pujols. That's what I think he's doing, because he's not going to play every day, and there is no DH. You're 100% right.
I think technically, if he's going to the closest spot, he would have gone to San Diego. I think maybe our producers can check the mileage.
That's closer
on
than
that.
LA? No, that's not closer than LA.
I think it might be.
You're in the same neighborhood.
Yeah, you're right.
They got
to
watch
right.
you.
I got back.
They got to watch you.
I seed.
Do you think Manny Machado did anything dirty?
Tony, I don't. And I watched this video of Manny Machado. You're going to see this ground ball, and Manny Machado sliding to take out the fielder. All right, so you minimize the damage done on the base pass. And Manny Machado gets up. He holds his hand up to the shortstop, and he says, you know, to the guy he has just rolled, hey, my bad, I'm going to help pick you up and dust you off. I think that's good baseball. That's what we did for 150 years until launch angle got involved. You were on the base pass. You were bound to have collisions. You were bound to have plays that were intentionally where you did that. So no dirty baseball, good hard, clean baseball.
Look dirty to me. He slid into him 20 feet from the base, and if you look at the optics, he's three times as big as this
look
kid,
at the
Edmund.
Optics. You he could take
somebody
out.
He could take somebody out badly. Ask Dustin Pedroia what happened in a situation like that. Look, Bob Baffert does not get the benefit of the doubt anymore because people think that what he has done in the past has been against the rules. Manny Machado does not get the benefit of the doubt. That carries with you. Tom Wilson, that carries with you.
Yeah.
So it looked dirty
this wasn't
to
dirty.
Me.
By the way, how are you on Charlie Hustle taking people out like that for his whole career, including Ray Fossey for a serious injury?
That was 40 and 50 years ago, and the Fossey thing was a dirty hit. Enough of your issues, people. Let's take one last break, but still to come, the moment you've been waiting for. I will break down the Preakness Stakes. I watched it.
Wow, did they run the Belmont already? Did that happen?
Should
the Nets be
encouraged
by their performance with all three stars on the court together? The Preakness, I mean. They ran the Preakness? It was
contested? They ran it Saturday when they always run it.
Okay.
They ran it.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Happy time, people. Happy 36th birthday, Matt Ryan. Matty Ice has been with the Falcons since they took him with the third overall pick in 2008 out of Boston College. Ryan was the NFL Rookie of the Year that year and the MVP in 2016. He's a four-time Pro Bowler, but the Falcons have regressed markedly in the last few years since blowing the Super Bowl to New England. There was talk that the Falcons might be ready to make a move from Ryan. But with the number 4 overall pick in this year's draft, they gave Ryan a new target in tight end Kyle Pitts, and they passed on Justin Fields and Mac Jones. Wilbon, does this mean they're committed to Ryan?
Right through the first half of week 1. I mean, that's how the NFL works now, even for quarterbacks who've been around for a long time. Can't believe it's been 13 years for Matt Ryan, Tony.
Happy anniversary, Mario Lemieux. On this day 30 years ago, Lemieux showed why people called him Super Mario. He took the puck near his own blue line and skated all alone into a swarm of North Stars. He split the defenders, kept the puck, and threw in a backhand shot that many people think is his most beautiful goal. The Penguins won the Stanley Cup that year. Wayne Gretzky's the greatest scorer in NHL history by far. He's the only player to go over 200 points in a season. He did it 4 times. But Lemieux's 199 points in 1989 is the closest to Gretzky. And of the 13 greatest single-season point totals, Gretzky has 9, Lemieux has 4. That's it. That's the list.
Tony, if it's setting up behind the net, I want Gretzky. If it's end to end, even above Gretzky, you want Mario Lemieux. And you just saw why that was in the Stanley Cup final. Breathtaking. Every time he had the puck and he was making a rush down the ice, breathtaking.
A melancholy trails to Joe Valerio. The longtime producer of the Sports Reporters died over the weekend at 71. Valerio started his career as a sports writer for the New York Post in the 1970s. In the 1980s, he took over the Sports Reporters and made it the pioneering sports talk show on television. It was a home for smart people and smart conversation. So many sports writers got their starts in television, sitting around Sunday morning with Dick Schaap and then John Saunders, including Bob Ryan, Mitch Albom, Bill Roden, Mike Lupica, Ralph Wiley, Christine Brennan, John Feinstein, Jackie McMullen, Mike Downey, Brian Burwell, Sally Jenkins, and the two co-hosts of PTI.
Wow, Tony, that's some trip down memory lane looking at those images from decades ago. Joe Valerio was so thorough in his preparation and ours. And you know what it was like. Joe would call you on each little story, maybe late Saturday night. And for you, that's tough because we had to get up at about 5:30 on Sunday to tape the show and then scurry out to whatever pro football games a lot of us like I was going to. It was the perfect transition from newspaper life to television. Joe was a joy to be with, particularly on Sunday mornings when I'm a grump and don't want to be with anybody. Joe Valerio, a coffee and bagel, and we rocked and rolled with the news of the week and the weekend. It was special.
100% correct. Let's go quickly to the big finish.
Let's
if
do
we
it.
Can. Marv Albert announced he would retire after the playoffs. Your thoughts?
If you say voice of the NBA, Marv, right? For decades, my whole life.
Yep.
Marv, it's hard to figure doing it without him. Rombauer won the Preakness with Medina Spirit finishing third. Break it down, Mr. Horsey.
First time Medina Spirit ever got caught and passed in a race. Very surprising. Bob Baffert temporarily suspended in New York. Don't know what temporarily means if it takes him out of the Belmont. The Nets put Harden, Durant, and Irving in the lineup together on Saturday. Are you impressed?
Not really, Tony. They beat the Bulls, who were like 11th. The time to impress is coming. It's not past. Pass rusher Ryan Kerrigan is leaving Washington to join the Eagles on a 1-year deal. That's significant, is it not?
He's a great player. He was the all-time sack leader in Washington. He was terrific for them. Last one, Bruins and Capitals, game 2 tonight. Who you got?
Tony, the Caps lead after that overtime victory in game 1-0. I just think this is going to go back and forth and be evened up tonight.
Out of time. Try and do better the next time. And I'm Tony Kornheiser.
And I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, Knuckleheads. And now, here's SportsCenter.